sweetest friends, the shir should be a special schus for Simcha ben Necha Gittel, and for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, lebracha v'atzlacha, l'chol ma'asei yadav. The discussion here is going to revolve around the issue of matzah gezula, of stolen matzah. How exciting is that? The Rosh in Pesachim, in the second parak in Os Yudches, quotes the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, matzah shel ma'aser sheina l'divrei Rav Meir, ein adam yotzei idei chovasa b'pesach. Divrei Chachamim, adam yotzei idei chovasa b'pesach. The Gemara says the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says you're not yotzei with matzah of ma'aser sheini. The Chachamim say you are yotzei with matzah of ma'aser sheini. Frek the Gemara, it doesn't say matzaschem. How can Rav Meir say you're not yotzei with matzah of ma'aser sheini? Doesn't have to be yours. The whole issue is that it's not yours if it's ma'aser sheini. It's mamon gavoa according to Rav Meir, but it doesn't say it has to be yours. So I'm Rav Yehmer Asya lechem lechem. We have gzeirah shav of lechem lechem. It says by matzah lechem oni. It says by chala mi lechem haaretz. Just like chala has to be yours, so too matzah has to be yours, and therefore it can't be ma'aser sheini. So it's mashmah from here, says the Rosh, that you're not yotzei with matzah gezula because it's not yours. And even the rabbis who argue and say you are yotzei with matzah of ma'aser sheini, that's because they hold the matzah of ma'aser sheini is mamon hetyot. It's yours. It's yours. It belongs to you monetarily, so therefore you can be yotzei. But if it wouldn't be yours, like matzah gezula, you wouldn't be yotzei. And therefore if Meir holds that you're not yotzei with matzah of ma'aser sheini because it's not yours. And this is very difficult to understand, because where do we learn that you're not yotzei with matzah? Gzula, we learn it from chala. The limud is lechem lechem from chala. It says lechemoni v'yachachachem lechem lechem ha'aretz. Just like chala, you're not yotzei with if it's not yours, if it's not mishalachem. So too, matzah, you're not yotzei if it's not mishalachem. The only thing is that chala, you're yotzei if it's gzula. Isa gzula is chayev in chala. As it says in the Gemara, it's Muchach in the Gemara in Bava Kamma 94a, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says that if you stole wheat and you're a mafresh challah, how can you make the bracha on that frasha? It's a menayitz. So it's mashmah that the bracha is a niyutz, but the isa itself, even if it's gzula, it's chayev in challah. So even if we have a gzera shavah to learn matzah from challah, that it has to be shalachem, okay, but just like isa gzula is chayev in challah, so you should also be yotzei yidei chovus matzah b'gezula. And this kasha was asked by none other than the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Tzadi Dalet in his sefer. So how can you be, the Gemara imply, that you're not yotzei with matzah b'gezula, because it has to be shalachem, just like you're not yotzei with matzah of ma'aser sheini, because it's not shalachem. Yes, but if it's isa gezula, you're chayav in chala. So just like Isa Gzula you're chayav in chala, so to matzah gzula you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. You should be yotzei with matzah gzula. So we have to understand, why is Arisoseichem different than lachem? It says with respect to chala, arisoseichem, and it says with respect to esrog, lachem. Why don't we say that just like arisoseichem is coming to exclude isak zula, that Arisoseichem is coming to exclude Isa Gzula, stolen Isa, just like Lachem is coming to exclude Lulav HaGazel and Esrog that Gazel. So how do you understand that? Why would it be that it says Arisoseichem by Chala and it's not Memayit Gazel, and it says Lachem by Esrog and it is Memayit Gazel? What's the difference? Now we learn in the Gemara in Menachos Samach Zayin that Arisoseichem is Memayit Hekdesh and Akum. That you're potter if the dough belongs to Hekdesh, and you're potter if it belongs to a goy. Why don't we also learn that you're potter if it's Gazel? So we have to say that Arisoseichem is Menachovin to the Yachid. It's not mechuvin to the individual saying that it has to be yours. It's mechuvin to Klal Yisrael. And therefore it says, it doesn't have to be yours individually, it could be Gazel, but it can't be Hekdesh, and it can't be Goy, Akum, can't belong to a Goy. But that itself requires explanation. Why don't we say that Arisa Sechem is talking about the Baal HaYisa? Just like Lachem is talking to the Baal HaEsrog, just like Lachem says the Baal HaEsrog, it can't be Gazel. So too, Arisa Seichem should be talking to the Baal Isa and telling him that it has to be yours. So it's Muchach HaMavur from this. That this isn't learned from the Mashmos of the Drasha. There's no difference between Arisa Seichem and Lachem. It's not a matter of the Drasha, just the word, it's a matter of the essence of their din. Explains Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Shlita that Mitzvah Esrog is a Chofes Gavra. Mitzvah Chala is Be'etzem Yesoda is a mitzvah on the Isa, on the dough. The dough is Chayiv in Chala. The Esrog is in Chayiv to be taken. It's a din of the Gavra. The person has to take the Esrog. But there's a din on the dough has to be taken. So according to this, it would appear that since, even if we're Mimayit Dabar She'enu Shelo, there's no Miyot for Gzula Dafka. All we're going to be memayet is Eino Shelo. And even if we have a case of Eino Shelo that's not Gzula, we're also going to be memayet. And therefore, this miyut is only shayich when the mitzvah is a chovas gavra. Then it's shayich to say that you're only mekayim the mitzvah with your object and not an object that's not yours. If it's a chovas gavra, it has to belong to you. If the miyut is for eino shelo, then if it's a chovas gavra, what does eino shelo mean in the context of chovas gavra? Any object that's not yours? Gzula or other cases where it's not yours. This is not so when the mitzvah was said on the Gufa Chefetz, like Chala, that Midina Ha'isa She'afrishu Mimenu Chalosa. That the din on the Chala that you have to separate the Isa in such an instance is not Shaykh to Mimai Dover Shenu Shalo, because the Isa itself isn't Talui B'Shalo. The Isa itself, what does it matter who it belongs to? The Isa is Chayv in Chala. So how can you be Mimai B'Isa Eno Shalo? It's something to do with the Isa that's not yours. Who cares? The Isa doesn't care who owns it. The Isa is Chayv in Afrasha. Doesn't matter who the owner is. So we understand very well that the Mimayit from Arisa Seichem, only Hekdesh and Akum, and not Eino Shelo, is because these Miyutim are not because they don't belong to the person. Because the Yisod of the Mrs. Chal, as we said, was said Beguf HaYisa, it's not Shaykh Tmi Mimayit. Anything that doesn't relate to the Guf HaYisa. We're only going to be memayet something that it's a chalos shame that exists b'kesha l'guf HaYisa, but not relating to the owner. So this miyot that we have in the Gemara of Hekdesh and Akum is not referring to the fact that it doesn't belong to the Jewish people. That's a chalos on the Isa. That this is Isa's Akum, and therefore such Isa is not chayv and chala. This is Isa's Hekdesh, such Isa is not chayv and chala. But once it's owned by a Jew, what does it matter which Jew What does it matter which Jew? It's owned by a Jew. It's Gzula, it's not Gzula. That's a din in the Gavra. So even by even though by Risa Seichen, it says that it has to be yours, since it's said in the context of Chala, it doesn't mean that if it's not yours, you're not Yotze. Rather, we're talking about yours in the sense that there has to be a Chalos Shem here, of that it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Not Hekdeshes, it's not Nakum, that's a Chalos on the Guf HaYisa. That's what Arisa Sechem is telling you. It's Memayit, Akum, and Hekdesh. But not Eno Shalom, not Gzula. So that's only when the Arisa Sechem is referring to Chala. But when that word is referring to another mitzvah, about the Gavra, like the mitzvah of Matzah, from that din we can learn Eno Shalom. Just like we're Memayit by Lachem of Esrog of Eno Shalom. So now, since we have Gzera Shavah to learn Matzah from Chala, it would appear that we can only learn those dinim that are not totally in the essence of each of them, because it's definitely true that the Yisod Din and Chiyuv of each of them is different, because Matzah is a Din on the Gavra and Chala is a Din on the Cheftza, and therefore when you're in that context you can't learn one from the other, and therefore you can't learn Matzah from Chala to be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah, the Matzah Gzula, just like Isa Gzula is Chayav is Bechala. Because Chal is different, because there's no Ptura of Ka of Eno Shalal. Does it matter that it's Eno Shalal? The Chalis is still Chayv in Chal. But Matzah Eno Shalal is going to mean that Mamash has to belong to you. So you can't learn Matzah from Chala. It's just like Chala, if it doesn't belong to your Yotze, so to Matzah, if it doesn't belong to you, your Yotze. It's not true Matzah, if it's Matzah Gzula, if it's not Shelcha, you're not Yotze. But the question is, you can't learn from Chala, but that you are Yotze, if it's Gzula. But how do you learn that you're not Yotze if it's Gzula? So we have no limit from Chala, because this is din on the Gavra and Chala is a din on the Chefza. Say there, but how do you learn that Matzah you're not Yotze if it's not yours? Chala says if it's not yours, then you are Yotze if it's stolen, you are Yotze. And you can't learn to Chala, to Matzah, because Matzah is din on the Gavra. Okay, you can't learn to Matzah, but how do you learn by Matzah that you're not Yotze? The answer is that the Gzeirah Shavah is coming to teach us that it's like in the parish of Matzah, it would say the word Arisa Seichem, just like it says the word Arisa Seichem by Chala. So it's like saying by Chala that you're not Yotze, it's saying like saying by Matzah that you're not Yotze unless it's Matzah's Arisa Seichem. So even if from Ariso Seichem that it says by Chala, it's not Shaykh to be Mamayit Isa Shein Shalal, that's only in Chala. But the Gzeirah Shavah basically took the word Ariso Seichem, Gzeirah Shavah of Lechem Lechem, Lechem Lechem, basically took the word Ariso Seichem that it says by Chala and it put it in the context of Matzah. And therefore, now that it's in a new context, it has new dinim. In the context of Chala, Ariso Seichem wasn't Mamayit Gzula, because it's din on the Chefza, and there's no change in the Chefza, even if it's Gzula. Only Mamayit Hekdesh and Akum. But by Matzah, which is din on the Gavra, and it says Ariso Seichem, the Ariso Seichem means Shelcha. So for Renfer the Kasha, the Shagas Aryeh. Kasha was if the Malamed is chayving zula isa chala. So how do you say that matzah zula is pater from chala? How do you say that matzah zula, you're not yotze? Yitzhak Zul is chayvin chala. So why don't we say about Matzik Zul also that you're yotze? So the answer is that in the context of Isa, you're not yotze. You're it's chayvin chala because there's no change in the chalos din of the Isa itself. Hashem came by matzah. Matzah is a din on the gavra. And the gavra, when it says arisa seichem, because we're taking the word from chala arisa seichem, we're putting it in the context of matzah. There it means that it has to belong to you, because in the chiv of the gavra it can't be stolen. Shalachem by a gavra means that it actually has to belong to you. And if it's din in the chevtza, then it's only talking about to the Jewish people as a whole. It can't belong to Akum, it can't belong to Hekdish. It doesn't have to belong to you individually. When it's din on the gavra, it has to belong to you individually. Since matzah is din on the gavra, and the matzah gets the arisa seichem of chala, therefore if it's gzula, you're not yotzei. So there's a lot more to say in the sugya. We just had a taste. We should be zocha lilmod v'lami l'shmo v'lasu. The camp is called the Reisam Tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.